and welcome everyone to this edition of our Tri Talks, where we take a few minutes to introduce an event that is taking place in the province of Alberta this summer. I'm your host, Sebastian Porton. I'm the executive director with Triathlon Alberta. And with me today is Sharon Oakey, who is the event organizer for the Drayton Valley Triathlon. Drayton Valley Triathlon is offering a Triad Super Sprint, Youth and Junior Jack Legal Super Sprint, a Kids Triathlon, Duathlon, and an Aquathon. So Sharon, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what's it sometimes feel like to host the first event of the season that might see some snow?
You said a four-letter word, Seb. We don't use that word. So far, that has never happened to us. I have been at a triathlon where it did snow, and of course, it was quickly turned into a duathlon, so that's what happens. You just put on more layers, and you don't get to bike, because that would be dangerous. But yeah, it is a little nerve-wracking being the first event. People are always watching to see what the weather's going to do, and they're signing up at the last minute. So yeah, we've learned to live with that.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. What kind of inspired you to take on that race director role? Because you've been doing it for 6-7 years now.
I think I started out as the bike director for the first couple of years, and helped in that capacity because the cycling is my passion. Mm-hmm. And I was also, I worried a lot about cycling courses in triathlon. They tend to, they can be a little bit nerve-wracking and dangerous at times. It's a bit of a passion of mine to make the cycling part of the course safer. Mm-hmm. So I got into the race director role so that I could do things like petition our town for closing the roads, mm-hmm. To make the triathlon safer, especially the cycling portion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is the whole race draft legal or closed roads, essentially? Not necessarily draft legal, but closed roads.
The first 2 kilometers, and then of course the last 2 kilometers, because it is an out and back course, mm-hmm. are closed. So that's the part that's in town. Okay. And then we go out on a paved road that we just go out for another 8 kilometers, turn around and come back. Mm-hmm. And that road is controlled, but we can't completely close that one.
Yeah, that's fair enough. It's definitely challenging to close all roads all the time. But so what kind of distances are you kind of offering for the first race of the year?
Well, our sprint is the cycling course that I just described. The first 2 kilometers of the bike course that are closed, that's where we run our draft legal course. Mm-hmm. So it ends up being about a 3.5 kilometer course that they do 3 times. Mm-hmm. So it's about 10K. So the super sprint and the triat, which are basically the same distances, just one's a draft legal and one is for those of us who aren't quite as competitive and just want to try it. Mm-hmm. So those are on completely closed roads, and the kids races are on the closed roads too. So the only one that goes out on the controlled road is the sprint distance, okay, which is 16 years and up. So we hope they can handle that.
Oh yeah. Can you tell us a little bit more about the swim and you've talked about the bike course, but can you tell us a little bit about the swim as well as the run portion of the race?
Well, the swim, this is going to be the last time that we're in Park Valley Pool, because Drayton Valley is building a brand new pool. Whoa. It should be open this winter. So we're really excited about that. We'll have a bigger pool the next time we do a triathlon. We have a 5-lane pool, 25 meter pool. So it takes us a little while to get everybody, all the waves through the pool. It's kind of nice because then our bike course and our run course aren't too busy.
Right. Yeah.
So I like it.
Mm-hmm. You're offering that draft legal event for the kids. What kind of other insider tips can you share with for our draft legal participants?
Oh, practice your U-turns. So you're going to have a few U-turns because you do it three times. So, and there's a U-turn at the end and there's some 90 degree corners. So, you're going to be cornering and you're going to be doing tight U-turns. So it's a little bit technical, and you're going to be having to do that tight U-turn and power out of that. It makes it fun and interesting.
Oh yeah, that would be good for the kids to have that technical aspect to have. It's not just a straight road. It's you got to be able to do your cornering and everything else with it. Well, Sharon, thank you so much for joining us today on Tri Talks. And we're really looking forward to that first outdoor event of the season. And hopefully there won't be any snow.
Oh, well, sometimes we actually get our first sunburn at this triathlon. So let's hope that's the case.
Absolutely.